After hitting historic lows in 2021, childhood poverty rates in the United States more than doubled in the last year. For WHYY, Vicky Diaz-Camacho reports, while rates overall remain below pre-pandemic levels, the uptick has some advocates weary.
Poverty is, for me, it's to hustle every day just to get the bare necessities. That's what poverty is to me. Just to be able to survive, that's what poverty is to me.
That's Alicia Gillespie, a single mother of three boys ages 8, 11, and 16. She was born into poverty, but wants to change that for her own kids. But she says,
I've been here. It's a revolving door for me.
She's not alone. For Kia McRae, being a single parent of four, struggling to make ends meet was not her plan. But 3 years ago, her children's father died of COVID-19 complications.
It felt like my head was off my shoulders and somebody was spinning it around. I was just waiting for it to stop.
Unemployed, she relied on child tax credits. The stipend kept her afloat, but then they ended. She applied to any job she could, and 1 year ago landed a role at a local school. That's a win for McRae. But the added stress was less than ideal. Here's Mai Miksic, Director of Early Learning at the United Way.
If the family is stable, the child is stable, and the child can really thrive.
Public benefits can be a safety net for families who already have very little. Experts sounded the alarm before pandemic-era benefits expired, but the effects are now felt. Low-income families must live without those monthly increases that tallied up to $300 per month. Think of it like this. The child tax credit was for families with at least one child who earned less than $70,000 per year. This supported Philly's almost 23% of families who live below the poverty line, or households that make $25,750 or less per year. Almost 12% of Philadelphians live in deep poverty with an annual income of $12,875. An additional $200 does a lot for a family living with very little, like Gillespie.
You see more people being homeless. You see more homes being boarded up. Like, where is the help?
Safety nets reduce the trauma of poverty, says Mariana Chilton, professor of health management and policy at Drexel University. Living in poverty causes large ripple effects on families' overall health and a child's development. Rolling back benefits is what Chilton calls
intentional neglect. We cannot just sort of be okay with talking about numbers going up and down and forget the violence that's being committed against families with young children, especially.
Programs like the Building Health and Wealth Network at Drexel University give families and caregivers the tools they need and information to access public aid. Gillespie and McRae are members of the Network Advisory Council. For once, they felt heard. Although their money's been stretched thinner recently, they maintain a positive outlook. As Gillespie pieces together her budget, now subtracting the additional $300, she's focused on helping others like her. Vicky Diaz-Camacho, WHYY News.